everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
You
and its strength.
And its strength missed you. And I can't help.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. This is my testimony, everybody. This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it.
Good evening. Welcome to the next chapter, Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. My name is Mary Hollis. I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, and I hope that everyone is doing well tonight. Our topic tonight from our inspirational refreshment will be, here's what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in you. Let me read that again. Here is what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in you. And it's coming from Galatians. Chapter 5, 22 through the 23rd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Well, let me tell you a story first about this family who went to visit. They were in Russia, and they were invited to dinner from this family that lived in Russia, and they also had a grape vineyard. And when they went to the dinner, there was a huge table set up at the home. And this table was covered with green vine laden with the biggest grapes they ever saw in the world. And on the table was green, white, red, and purple grapes. The mixture of grapes they had never seen before. And after they finished eating dinner, they thought that they were going to have ice cream or cake for dessert. But on an oversized platter, they brought out these grapes. And you know, they were really surprised. They were looking for cake and ice cream, of course. That's something that we all enjoy eating. They didn't know that they were going to have the grapes for dessert. But when it was brought out to them, they all took one and took a bite into it. And it was so juicy, and it was the most sweetest thing that it ever tasted. Their taste bud can almost taste them over and over again every time they bite into another grape. Well, just like our verse says about fruits, fruits is wonderful. It is healthy, beneficial, and delicious. So they experienced one of the most sweetest grapes that they, different colors, and the juiciest grape that they ever tasted before. And so that's what they had for dessert. They had no idea that this was going to be for dessert, but they enjoyed it so much and could not stop eating these grapes. So just like it says in the verse about fruits, fruits is wonderful, it is healthy, it's beneficial, and delicious. This is one reason why the Apostle Paul used the word fruit to describe the wonderful thing the Holy Spirit wants to produce in our lives. After Paul's discussion, the work of the flesh in Galatians 5:19-21, he begins to collaborate about the fruit that the Spirit produced in a believer's life. Also in Galatians 5, the 5th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, he writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." Just as Paul described the work of the flesh, now he tells us that the Holy Spirit wants to produce it in us. What a contrast there is between the flesh and the Spirit. The flesh produces works. And from the Greek word ergos, that's E-R-G-O-S, which applies hard work or hard labor. It is the hardest root. It is the hardest root for an individual, yet that the flesh still cries out in our lives to be in charge, screaming to have its way, demanding to be the boss. Just think about it, the different things that we do that's in the flesh. It tries to continue to control us. It doesn't want the Holy Spirit to live in us. It takes control of some of us because it demands to be the boss. It wants to be the focus in your life. On the other hand, a life dominated by the Holy Spirit is filled with benefits and blessing. So which one do you prefer? Do you prefer to live in the flesh, lustful desires, other things that are not of God? Do you want the Holy Spirit, which gives you benefit and blessing? Look at what the Spirit produced, fruit. The word fruit is from the Greek word, is kapos, K-A-R-P-O-S, which describes the fruit of plants, the fruit of trees, the fruit of one's body, and also such a person's as a person's children or offspring. Regardless of whether it is a plant, an animal, or a human being, all fruits are produced from some kind of seed. There is no one seed, and there is no fruit, and the kind of seed that is sown determines the fruit that will be produced, that will be produced. Apples always produce apples. Orange always produce orange. Dogs always produce dogs. Cats always produce cats. And human being always produce human being. The character of the seed determines the fruit. The moment you receive Jesus as your Savior by faith, God sows his spirit and the word into you, your heart, like a seed. And you were spiritually born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which is in 1 Peter 1, the first chapter, the 23rd verse. And just like apples always produce apples and orange always produce orange, God's seed inside you immediately begins to produce God. The kind of seed always determines the outcome of the fruit. If you had decided that you wanted to plant some tomato, when the fruit start blossoming in and forming into, first it's a green tomato, and then it becomes red, you don't expect for that tomato to become a corn, a long stem with yellow corn. You're expecting a red tomato at the end of that fruit. The kind of seed always determines the outcome of the fruit. Therefore, you should expect your life to yield to the fruit of the Spirit, for it is the seed God has sowed into your heart. Does a vine dresser worry that his vine, grapevine, might produce orange? Of course not. He knows that the grapevine only produces grapes. Does the owner of an orange grove turn to the orchard to see if his trees produces watermelon? Of course not. He knows his trees will produce orange because orange trees produce orange. If someone wants to grow watermelon, he has to plant watermelon seed. Once these watermelon seeds are in the ground, he can rest assured that eventually he will have the long vine which grows into watermelon in his garden. The same principle holds true in the spiritual realm. To get what you want, you have to plant the right seed, because seed always produces fruit after its kind. An example of that, when you instill certain behavior in a child, if you instill to teach that child how to do, teach that child from right, between right and wrong. Also, teaching that child, growing up, teaching him who God is, and reading the Bible. Whatever you instill in that child at an early age, that's what you're going to see later on in that child. It's important that you teach that child at an early age, at the beginning, when that baby is formed. Once that baby comes out of your womb, you should teach that child how to be obedient. Sometimes that child might drip off, but you have instilled and planted that seed within that child. So if God has shown you his spirit and his love into your heart, you have every right to expect divine fruit to be produced inside you. The fruit that the Spirit produced is wonderful, godly fruit, overflowing with blessing and life. And if you allow the Holy Spirit to produce these fruits in you, you will find that people love to bear, love to be near you because you are such a pleasant experience to be around. Just think about it. People will gravitate to you. They will want to be in your presence. They love calling and talking to you. You have lots of positive things to say, lots of wisdom. That's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. And once they partake of the love, the joy, the peace, and the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, because all of these things the Holy Spirit will plant into you. He will teach you how to show love and be loved, also to receive joy and give joy, and also it teaches how to be to have peace in your life, long-suffering, that you're long-suffering, you're going through a purpose, and at the end of that, you will receive a blessing in getting through that suffering that you go through. And the Holy Spirit will give you that strength that you need to get through that period in your life. Gentleness. It will teach you how to be gentle, be nice to people. Faith. It gives you the faith that you need to go through life. Meekness. Teaches how to be humble, kind, and temperate. Controlling your temper. It teaches you how to have self-control. And that is evidence in your life if you have the fruit of the Spirit that God wants to instill in you. It will become a blessing to you and others, people who wants to be around you. It's just like serving luscious fruit. That's how people will gravitate to you. If you are a good cook and you invite people over to dinner and they know that you cook well, and they enjoy your food, whenever they know that you're having something or they are invited to something that you're having, they would want to come because they know that how you, the kinds of food and the things that you're going to be serving, it's going to be tasting to their taste buds. They're going to enjoy it. So you're going to want to be there around them and come and enjoy the food that they're going to be serving because you know how the different types of things that they normally cook, that's going to be very tasty, and you want to enjoy it, something that you enjoy. So you want to gravitate. You want to come. You want to be a part of it. So don't give way to the flesh and allow it to produce the ugly work in your life. Instead, yield to the Spirit and allow the seed of God's Spirit and word to produce the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Choose the good fruit, which is the Holy Spirit, versus flesh. You are the one who makes the ultimate decision of who you're going to rule, that's going to rule in your life. So choose wisely today. Do you want to walk in the cruel, hard, bitter works of the flesh? Or do you prefer to allow the Holy Spirit to produce His wonderful works in you? Tell me, which path are you going to choose? Are you going to choose continue to be in the flesh, where people might not want to be around you because you do not produce good seed. You're negative. You don't show love. You don't have faith. You're not gentle. You're harsh. You show no kindness to others. Or do you want the fruit of the Spirit from the Holy Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance? Which one do you choose today? What path are you going to choose? Well, we have about 6 more minutes in our show. I want you to think about that. Can you think of one person who manifests the character of Jesus Christ so much that you are with him or her? You feel as if you have been with Jesus. What specific qualities are that exhibit in the life of this person that makes you feel that way? Who can you think of right this minute of a person that you feel that when you're in their presence, that has the quality and the character of Jesus Christ, and you feel like you want to always be in their presence listening to them? Can you think of someone today? What specific qualities do they exhibit that makes you feel that you want to be a part of their life, around them, talking with them? Can you think of someone? Well, let me also mention something. The moment you receive Jesus as your Savior by faith, God sows his Spirit and the Word into your heart like a seed. And you will be spiritually born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And that's coming from 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 23rd verse. And just like apples always produce apples, and orange always produce orange, God's seed inside you immediately began to produce God. So choose God today and not flesh. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for sowing your Spirit and Word in my life. Our life. Forgive us for allowing flesh to dominate so much in our lives. Help us to yield to the divine seed that you have planted inside of us. And know that your love resides in us, longing to be released so that today we can choose to let your Spirit start working in a mighty way in us. We thank you for life of God that is flowing up from your Spirit right now, producing the life and the nature of Jesus Christ in us. We ask you to continue to instill the fruit of the Spirit in us and help us to always choose the fruit of the Spirit than flesh. We ask you in Jesus' name, amen. I would like to make a few announcements. In a couple of months, we will be having our 8th anniversary. and I hope that most of you will be able to be a part of it. I know all of you from other states, I know that can might not be possible, but I hope as many of you will be a part of the celebration. Our 8th anniversary will be September 17. So if you need additional information regarding that, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. We are really excited that God has allowed us to continue to carry and to be obedient to His word and His ministry. I remember when we first started, and I can't believe now it's almost 8 years. And that's a blessing from God. And we just hope that we will continue to encourage you and bless you with spiritual refreshment each Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. And also enjoy other activities that when we get together. Once after our anniversary, we will also, on the month of October, we're going to go bowling together. So if you want to bowl with us, you got to come to Atlanta. And the ones that are in Atlanta, get ready for bowling in the month of October. And in November, we probably will be looking for a family where we can give to whatever cause that they may need during the holiday. So just be mindful of that. That those are things that we will be doing in the next few months. And I hope that you will have a blessed week. And just remember what Paul says about the fruit of the Spirit. And I hope that you will ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to control you from being in the flesh. And we all do sometimes. And God will convict us and help us to get back on the right path. But just knowing that we can overcome those feelings that we have when we are in the flesh. We just have to read His word and help ask God to continue to give us control where we can have the fruit of the Spirit. And I hope that you will have a blessed week and tune in next week. And good night.